your life, and God has given you grace, but you gotta pay. You gotta pay. Grown people pay without complaining. Saved people pay and say, at least I'm not dead. Is there anybody here that should be dead, that has done some stuff you shouldn't have done, but God gave you another chance? Stand up and sit by God and holler, I feel that. The prophet said, God's gonna give you grace, King, and you're not gonna die. But things may not work out too well with the baby. Oh, this is the hard part, but I refuse to preach a deodorized, sanitized, vis-a-vis theologized version of Mother's Day. Because the reality is, the baby got sick. Now David is in a precarious position because he does love God. Some of y'all thinking David is trifling. I wouldn't go to a church with a pastor like that. This man then slept with somebody's wife. This man then killed somebody. This man then covered it up, lean on somebody and say, then why you read the 23rd Psalm? Go ahead, ask him right quick. Because David wrote that. The same stuff you hating on, you read. Pastor, how you gonna give any kudos to David when he's some Jerry Springer stuff? Here it is today. I gave you this before. This is Wayne Dawson from Fox 8. We like to report that pastor of the Word Church has been found sleeping with another man's wife. Now, we're not sure. The details are still coming in, but the reporters are saying that he had some gangsters on St. Clair kill the man. Now it's being reported that the woman he was cheating with is now living out at his ranch with him and his other wives, and the other person is murdered, and the woman is pregnant at the same time. Y'all would kill me on social media for that. But that's just what David did, and you still love him. Because you know what you figured out? What I did is not who I am. I wish I had somebody here on this Mother's Day afternoon that has done some stuff you're not proud of, but aren't you glad that your history does not dictate your destiny, that the best is yet to come? And David was a trip, but he loved God. Y'all pray for me. But the longer I pastor, I'm learning. Get some brothers around you who may have some faults, but they honest. They honest about their issues. They honest about their stuff. There's no lying, and they love God. Because I love God don't mean I don't do something wrong, but I can't stay down. David got on his knees and said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Wash me and I'll be clean. Is there anybody that came to church this morning, mama or daddy, to say, wash me with your blood? What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath thy flood. Remove my guilt and shame. If you're here today and you've jacked up your whole life, all I've ever asked from any man or woman at this church is look me in my eye and tell me the truth. And we'll plead the blood right there. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just. It don't mean you won't pay some. That's called life. But God is looking for people with pure hearts that will say, I haven't been the best mother, but I'm here today. I want to be a better grandmother than I was a mother. Haven't been the best dad. I broke my wife's heart, Pastor, but I'm here because I'm trying. I'm here because I don't want to lose her. I'm here because in my flesh dwells nothing good, but my heart is right. I got bad flesh with a good heart. I got bad flesh with a good heart. Y'all ready for this? The Bible says the baby died. Oh, shoot. Well, we've dealt with mothers who were young and mothers who didn't plan it and mothers who were single and mothers who were confused. I guess we got to touch grieving mothers. Because the Bible says that David didn't wash up for weeks. David wouldn't shave. David wouldn't come out the room. His staff is nervous. He's on suicide watch. He's grieving. What trips me out in this patriarchal Bible of ours is that it talks about David's grief, but not the mama's. How you gonna skip the mama? I know the Hebraic culture is male-dominated. There's some problems with Scripture. If you want to be theological, we'll touch that later to people who like deep conversation. It's too deep for Mother's Day. There are some problems with Hebraic-dominated male Scripture because the text tells me about David's grief but not Bathsheba's and who you think was really grieving the most. And I know we shouldn't compare pain, but there is no love like a mother's love. I don't care what y'all say there. I know I'm not a mother, but there is no love like a mother's love. The grieving mothers, I gotta go, but I would be remiss not to touch grieving mothers here today. There's some mothers here that had to sadly take your baby to the cemetery. There are older women here who said goodbye to mama 20 years ago. You were 60, so you know mama been dead 30 years, and every Mother's Day you still think about her. There are those of you who had to take your baby to the cemetery. That's grief. There are people here that are grieving because your child not only never reached their potential, they never reached for their potential. And in your heart, you know there was more in them than they're producing, and that's a kind of grief. Grief is real. And Pastor, don't preach about grief on Mother's Day. Really? That's sanitized and deodorized. Real ministry speaks to grief because every time you just throw out the term, Happy Mother's Day, be careful who you say that to. For everybody, it's not happy. There are people who are ambivalent about Mother's Day. It conjures up an amalgam of emotions. Yeah, I was hugging a girl just this morning. They said, Pastor, she lost her baby last week. We're burying so many people so fast, I had to hug her and remember who she was. Just lost her baby last Sunday. I'm hugging another lady who just lost her baby. So since I was hugging her, I called over another one of my precious women who I know lost her baby and said, come pray with her, and y'all exchange numbers. I got ready to walk away, and the Holy Spirit gave me this. I ran back over and said, come here. I want you to head a ministry called Never Forget. Never Forget will be a ministry for parents who lost their children at the Word Church, where we make sure we remember the anniversary of the death. And some of you are thinking, Pastor, why are you preaching this? These women who lost their children don't want you to bring that up. You crazy. They appreciate me bringing it up because they never want to forget the memory of their child, and they're glad that their church recognizes that they may get off your lap, but they never get off your heart. And every mother here that has lost a child or your child has broke your heart, that's called a grieving mother. God bless y'all. I got to go for show. I got to roll. Pastor, it's at the end of the sermon. So what had happened was David wouldn't wash up. David wouldn't shave. David wouldn't come out. David wouldn't get up. Finally, they come in and say the baby has died. Y'all think David shot himself? Y'all think David went and got high? Y'all think David went and had some sex to anesthetize the pain? David got up, shaved his face, put on deodorant, put on some cologne, put on a hookup, went to the church and started worshiping God. Some of y'all saying, what was he worshiping for? They say he is bipolar. Last week he wouldn't even come out the room. Last week he wouldn't even say amen. Last week he wouldn't praise. He wouldn't wash up. Now he didn't got dressed. Is he crazy? When the baby was sick, the man wouldn't do nothing. Now the baby didn't die, he worshiping like nothing happened. David said, I know what y'all talking about, but y'all don't know. It's nothing I can do. When I could, I prayed. I'll never, watch this, the baby can't come back to me, but one day I'm going back to him. I gotta go. I'ma let y'all go. Can I talk to some mothers that's been to hell and worship kept you in the midst of what you were going through? There is a reason why we are taking our worship. I haven't forgotten my series. Preaching is hard. You gotta tie everything together. There's a reason why you see guitars up here and black people and white people in another level of worship, because something spoke to me and said, men, music, and millennials, that there's another level of worship. Worship breaks the yoke. All of you with social media psychologists who live on hearts and likes and friends, let somebody say, them not your friends. Go ahead. And they don't like you and they don't have your heart. Girl, I got 325 likes. They don't like you. If God liked me, it don't matter if I got God's heart. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Turn to worship. All of you that came in late, I'm not fussing, but treat church better than you treat work. Get here early, because we're taking you into the presence with singing and guitars. We're going to add violins, you name it. We're going to add it to take us into God's presence, because worship will help you keep your sanity. Worship will keep you from cussing. Worship will keep you from losing your mind. Begin your day. Some of you marriages are falling apart. We got to get the tape downtown. I'm coming downtown. Okay, I'm finished. Oh my goodness, so David went to worship, and Pastor, what kind of trifling sermon is this? I ain't never heard nobody preach about Bathsheba on Mother's Day. You didn't talk about hurt women and confused women and young women and mothers who are single and mothers who are, I don't want to hear that mess. I thought you were going to preach a regular Jesus, Mary, Little Lamb Mother's Day sermon. What the mess is this? I ain't never heard no sermon like that. The baby died, misuse, abuse, baby's mama's daddy, unfinished business. All that, I don't want to hear about that. Is that your sermon for Mother's Day? Push somebody, say there's always another verse. Go ahead. Because the next verse says that David washed himself up, went in the room, made love to his wife, and they had a baby and named the baby Solomon. That's all I'm gonna get for that. Let me try it again. They had another baby and named the baby Solomon. And Solomon, the Bible says, is the wisest man that ever lived. Out of all the stuff you've been through as a mama, all the mistakes you made, Pastor, what did I get out of it? Touch the sister and say, at least I got some wisdom. Go ahead. Is there any sister that's wiser, stronger, better than you used to be? Because at least your stuff taught you how to think first and love God first. If you don't shout on this part, there's nothing I can do. God bless you. I bid you goodbye. They're coming down the way. If you don't shout, there's nothing I can do. So what happened is Matthew 1 says, and Jesse had a son, and his name was David. And David had a son, and his name was Solomon, from his wife Bathsheba. And Bathsheba, there is Rahab. And from Rahab, there is Joseph, the father of Jesus. And from Joseph, you get our Savior. Are you telling me that a trap named Bathsheba was Jesus' grandmama? Rahab was a hooker. So Christ comes from holes and hood rats. And God used him to save the world, to every hoe in here. I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. If you a hoe, if you a dope addict, if you a weed smoker, if you addicted to porn, God can use anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I dare you to praise him. If he brought you out, if he gave you another chance, if you should be dead, God bless you downtown. I'll see you in a minute. Somebody praise him. If you ain't never made no mistake, stay in your seat. But all hoes, ex-drinkers, ex-smokers, porn addicts, done some stuff, got a baby's father, been married before, had a baby out of wedlock, different last name, blended family like mine, jump up on your feet and shout, God can use anybody. I gotta go downtown. Nobody move, nobody gets hurt. This next shout is not for dignified people. This next shout is not for over-churchy people. Please sit down quickly. This last shout is for people who
who don't know how you made it this far.